We know what we think. What do you think? Call the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan. 1019 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Okay. You guys can boo him. I'm sorry for telling you not to boo at the stadium. It's another couple hours here, KM to 2 a.m. after another Subway Series game and LGYM. Let's go Yankee Mets. The Make It Happen Mets take the season series. The city is under new management. I saw Steve Cohen sitting in Legends. He didn't move a muscle. He stayed the whole game. Because you know what? It's a Mets world, and we're all just living in it. That's right. As soon as you want to kick Pete Alonso and Jeff McNeil out, here they come to save the day. The Mets pick up the Yankee scraps, and they come into Yankee Stadium off no sleep. And they wake up enough to beat the Yankees and sing Frank Sinatra on the way out. Damn. Womp, womp, womp. Where do we begin? How far back do you guys want to go? You want to go back 2 years ago when I was on The Fan coming back from Citi Field and I had a take where I said, the Yankees don't care about these games, specifically the Subway Series. You've heard me say, the Subway Series is the most overhyped rivalry in baseball. 888-808-1019. You know the number. You've heard me say, these are just regular season games. You heard me say in 2022, when both of these teams were at the top of their leagues, that the Yankees don't look at this matchup, this rivalry, this battle, the same way as the fans do, or the same way as the Mets do. And I remember going to the game and saying, yo, they held Giancarlo Stanton out. Yo, they set up the pitching matchup so that it'd be Domingo Herman and Jordan Montgomery not pitching our best guys, two guys that wouldn't be there. Montgomery got traded not long after that. Oh, I remember. They actually decided in 2022 to pinch hit one of the worst hitters in Yankee history, Joey Gallo. And what did Buck Showalter do? Ba-na-ba-bam, ba-na-ba-bam. He sounded the trumpets and brought in Edwin Diaz. Well, the Mets didn't need Edwin Diaz tonight. Edwin, kick your feet up, bruh. Don't need you. Don't need you tonight. Because these Yankees only have two good hitters. Luis Severino said that very tongue-in-cheek, but it was prophetic. And for everybody that told me, this is bulletin board, but watch what happens. Oh, the Yankees are going to pound the Mets now. Check me out, yo. The Yankees played a day game yesterday. They went home, had a whole Monday night to relax. The Mets had to battle to split a series down in Miami, and they got stuck in Miami. They didn't get back to New York until after 5-0, the sun was coming up when the Mets got back to the city. So by the time they got home to their families, to their wives, their kids, their dogs, their cats, their beds, you blink and it's time to go to the Bronx. The Make It Happen Mets didn't make any excuses. The Make It Happen Mets knew, like I said last night, one win takes the series. One win, that's bragging rights. One win, and you can flex for the rest of the 2024 season on the New York Yankees with Juan Soto and Aaron Judge, two MVP candidates. A Yankees team that's supposed to be hell-bent on winning a championship. You can laugh no matter what happens at the deadline, no matter what happens with the wild card, no matter what happens in October. You can laugh at the New York Yankees and Yankee fans and say, we took the series from your big bad team, 888-808-1019, and now there's a sweep on the line. We've watched splits these last couple years. We've watched, you know, one game go this way, one game go that way, or two games won in Queens, two games won in the Bronx. Gerrit Cole has to be the stopper tomorrow to stop the Yankees, the 60-win Yankees, from getting swept by the measly Mets. Yo, this is reality. This is a real world. I don't want to live in this kind of world. Hey, like, I got to laugh. Like I said, as a Yankee fan, can you take the Yankees seriously? This is the first time I ever got in the car to drive to Yankee Stadium, and I had a terrible feeling. And I changed the GPS. Obviously, I saw the GPS, and the minutes were changing. The traffic was growing. It was taking longer to get to the stadium. I got maybe 20 minutes away from my house. I turned around and went home. Text my wife, I'm coming home. Yeah, we can eat dinner. We can put the baby down. I'm not going to the stadium. She said, works for me. I said, I got a bad feeling about this. It's too good to be true. It's too good to be true that the Mets are off no sleep and the Yankees think they can roll out this bench lineup. Shame. Despicable. Looking down on your opponent. Don't tell me about rest. Don't tell me about anybody needs rest. Not Austin Wells, who's not even, I don't know, 25. How old is Austin Wells? I don't give a... He is Austin Wells. I don't care if he caught 10 games in a row. He's coming off an all-star break. He is 25. Don't tell me. Let's start at the top of the lineup. As soon as I saw this lineup, I'm like, I don't know, bros. Just whatever. They throw stuff at the wall. A nine-leg parlay that they hope hits. I don't know. Last time they did some dumb stuff like this, it worked. No, that wasn't going to work tonight. Jamai Jones, as your leadoff hitter, I told you two nights ago, or last night, they are completely out of options at the leadoff spot. They've run out of answers. I would have rather seen you bench Gleyber Torres and put him at the leadoff spot today. At least he's done it before. At least we've seen him get benched and hit a bomb right after. But you just keep having to do that nonsense too. Put the leash on the puppy. He's in timeout. And then bring him back out and then he behaves. You know what I'm saying? You got to put Jamai Jones at the top of this lineup after you might have been one of the only teams that I've seen. I mean, you're one of the only teams to bat a DH ninth, a designated hitter, in the time where there's a universal DH. Jamai Jones should never be DHing. Jamai Jones should never be at the top of the lineup. Period. These are New York Yankees. Are you dense? What's going on, bro? JD Davis was picked up to face lefties. No, he was picked up to face the Mets. What do you think? He's got some magic mojo against the Mets? Hell no. The Mets fans are telling you he's been cooked. We wanted him out of here years ago. He was playing for the Sacramento A's. And the Yankees pick him up. They put him in the cleanup spot. Shame. Soto and Judge. All they got to do, Soto, they pitched to Soto. And with Scott Boris in the second row, Soto was neutralized. And Judge, they walked Judge four times. I wouldn't throw him a pitch to hit, but you know what they did? They got him nice and cold. They got him out the game. And then with the game on the line, they pitched to him. And I got people tweeting at me, see, Judge is not clutch. You can say Judge is the greatest player you've ever seen, Keith. He ain't clutch. Damn. 888-808-1019. DJ LeMahieu, I told y'all, just chill. A homer is good. I'm glad he hit that homer. But his at-bat right after that yesterday was pitiful. And then tonight, to see DJ, that ball, I mean, it ended up, you know, no harm, no foul. That ball that got by him, he's old. He's cooked. This is a batting champ that you have to bat ninth. And speaking of batting champs, Jeff McNeil is going crazy. The flying squirrel is flying high. This guy can't stop hitting homers. He's found it. Oh, my God. I'm like, oh, no. Less honking, more tonking, of course. When we talk about the Mets picking up the Yankees scraps, Michael Tonkin got DFA'd by the Mets this year when they were in that terrible stretch early on. And the Yankees sprinkled some Matt Blake pixie dust on him. They fixed him up a little bit, but I just knew he's been good. But if there was going to be a time for him to have a little blip on the radar, a little bit of a mistake, it was going to be against his former team that's seen him before. And that was the game right there, folks. And this Mets bullpen, which I had hope week that, yo, we can get to the Mets bullpen. We're at home. We can get to the Mets bullpen. But when you look at the games that have to be played with the lineup and the pinch hitting, I guess that was a strategy. Oh, yeah, once they take the lefty out. And I tip my cap to Quintana. He was going at them. That curveball. Yo, he was having his way. Out of 94 pitches, he threw 50 strikes, 6 strikeouts. He was checking guys' chin, and then he knew this lineup. Sevy told y'all. Sevy could say that. I told Sevy, hey, say less, keep the group chat in the group chat. Why? They don't fear you? What have I been telling you guys the last few weeks? They don't fear the Yankees. Nobody does. They don't fear Yankee Stadium. There was a ton of blue and orange in there tonight. Took over the spot. They don't fear this lineup. Mendoza's like, yeah, I know. This is easy to navigate. You can pinch hit whoever you want. We got something for that. Good to see Anthony Volpe with 2 hits. Volpe in the second half, lower in the lineup. I'm glad that they're not jerking him around anymore. Leave him down there. I'm glad that Verdugo actually came out of it. But Verdugo looks like he's defeated. The sack bunt was wasted. But Verdugo should have hustled that out. Quintana with the little glove toss to Pete Alonso. If you're sprinting down the line, Verdugo, you're an outfielder. Speaking of the outfield, does this guy not, I don't know, does he not know how to play left field anymore? Maybe it's me. Maybe everything is starting to bug me about the Yankees. Because I'm looking at everybody like, yo, they are looking like losers. Did he think that ball off the wall was a ground rule double? Get to the ball, son. The other ball that dropped in, and of course, like, they got Harrison Bader. I don't know how many people said to me, oh, that Ben Rice ball would have been a home run in 17 ballparks. Yeah, if I was 6'4", I would have went Division I. Maybe I would have went to Clemson. They played in Yankee Stadium. They have Harrison Bader, Yankee scrap, Yankee castoff. He knows that center field well. He's on it. Got it. No problem. It's just like all of these little things just came back. When you look at the Yankees, even Luis Gil. Luis Gil, I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry, bro. You're battling. You did what you could. Hit by pitch, though. I think the Yankees lead the league in hit by pitches, which I think is hilarious because it was only like a month ago where Yankee fans were demanding that we throw at the Baltimore Orioles. And speaking of the Baltimore Orioles, they lost to the Miami Marlins. I just heard the Mets fans talking about, you can't lose to the Marlins. They're the worst team in the National League. The Baltimore Orioles are reeling, and that's like the only reason why the Yankees are still where they are. A 60-win team that, like, they literally can take a game like tonight, put out a bench lineup, talk about, oh, Jamai Jones is hitting 350 against lefty. Shut up. Shut up with that. You play to win the game. Hello. Or do you not really think that these games are important? The Subway Series rivalry is not really a rivalry to you. You don't look at them like that. You don't look at your crosstown rivals like that. You look at them as little bro. You look down on them like, oh, what time did they land? No way. They're going to be sleepwalking. And they were sleepwalking for a little while. But once we got to that middle of the game, and I tweeted it out, nightfall. I'm a creature of the night doing this nighttime show. I'm up in the middle of the night every night. I'm up at 5 o'clock. I got a baby. I'm up when the sun comes up, 5:30-ish all the time. And I've always felt when I got my second wind, I'll be so tired during the day, then I'll get a second wind at night. The Mets got a second wind in the 5th, 6th inning. That's all they would need. That's all they would need. So you tip your cap to them. You tip your cap to a third-place team that's like 12 games back. They're fighting for games. They're fighting for respect. They're fighting for their team to go out at the trade deadline and make moves. They're fighting for David Stearns to be a buyer. They're fighting for their respect in this city. And the Yankees, with two MVP candidates, the Yankees with the 27-time champion, bah, 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 nah. Hey, Yankee fans, just go get your bobbleheads. Go enjoy the stadium. 47,000-plus out there. All the celebrities out, Rick Pitino, CeCe Sabathia, Victor Cruz. All right, told you Scott Boras, Steve Cohen was out. All of the lights and the glamour, Spike Lee, of course. To see a Yankees lineup with a bunch of bench players put up two runs and five hits for a team that's supposed to be hell-bent on being a champion this year. 15 years without getting to the World Series.